Have your Bible. Turn to Daniel, chapter number 9. Daniel chapter 9. Bible says in verse 1, the first year Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord and to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love Him and to them that keep His commandments, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from Thy precepts and from Thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto Thy servants, the prophets, which spake in Thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto Thee, but unto us confusion of face, as at this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither Thou hast driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against Thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, and to our kings, and to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against Thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against Him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in His laws, which He set before us by His servants the prophets. Yet all Israel have transgressed Thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey Thy voice. But therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against Him. And He hath confirmed His words, which He spake against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. And it is written in the law of Moses that all this evil has come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand Thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all His works which He doeth, for we obeyed not His voice. And now, O Lord God, that hast brought Thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast gotten Thee renown, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all Thy righteousness, I beseech Thee, let Thine anger and Thy fury be turned away from Thy city Jerusalem, Thy holy mountain, because of our sins and for the iniquity of our fathers. Jerusalem and Thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O God, hear the prayer of Thy servant and his supplications, and cause Thy face to shine upon Thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline Thine ear and hear. Open Thine eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by Thy name. For we do not present our supplications before Thee for our righteousness, but for Thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for Thine own sake, O God, O my God, for Thy city and Thy people are called by Thy name. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplications before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being called to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, upon thy holy city, to finish the transgressions, and to make an end of sins, and to make a reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and the prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. As we look at this tonight in the precious holy rite of God, and we see how God Almighty's a moving in this text as Daniel's a bringing supplication and he's a praying and he's a seeking the face of God. And the Bible says why he's speaking and praying and confessing sins and all those things he's doing. And he said the angel Gabriel is sent to him. He said the Lord had spoke to the angel when Daniel began to pray, when he began to, had just begun to pray, he said that there was a voice that spoke to him, and even the man Gabriel, whom had seen in a vision at the beginning, being called to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me. Now listen to what Daniel says to him. He said, and talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I am come forth to give thee skill and understanding. He said, you're looking for understanding, you're looking for knowledge. He said, you're seeking wisdom, not of this world, but of God. And said, when you begin to pray, and when you begin to offer up supplications, begin thy supplications, and the commandment came forth, and I come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. And so we see what took place. He said, can you consider Daniel, amen, and what took place? Consider that he was greatly beloved of God. And when he began to pray and make supplication, it stirred the heart of God. And as he began to pray and make supplication before God, God sent Gabriel to move right in. Amen. Praise be God. Because Daniel, the Bible said, was greatly beloved of God. I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, on something to consider. Something to consider. As we look at this tonight and we see Daniel, we know that Daniel was a great man of God. Amen. He was a man that stood firm. He stood fast in the things of God. He was faithful to the Lord inside and out. Praise God. And we see his life. And the Bible tells us through the angel Gabriel come to him that he's a man greatly beloved of God. I want to ask you a question tonight on this point. Do you think that there's anybody in this auditorium tonight, in this church building, in God's house, that's any less loved than Daniel was? Amen? Amen? No! Amen. God loves you just like he loved Daniel. God loves me, you and I, just like he loved Daniel. And when Daniel prayed and seeking a sincerity with the Lord, praise God, we see God Almighty moving. Amen. That's something to be considered tonight. Amen. When he shook the heart of God. So we see from some things that took place in Daniel in the text that we read and you're hearing tonight that we might consider something to consider for just a little while. We see first of all, the insight of Daniel. Praise God. We know that Daniel was a man that received visions from God. Amen. God spoke to him. God showed him visions in his sleep or whether he's awake. I don't know. But God revealed things to Daniel. Amen. He revealed to him in these visions. He revealed them to him, praise God, through the visions that Daniel would see from the Lord. But not only did God reveal vision to him in visions from God. Now these visions he didn't eat some bad spaghetti and have or some bad pizza and have some nightmares. Amen. These visions weren't just not. These visions what he had were from God Almighty. Amen. Wouldn't you agree? Amen. Yeah, well, because God said they was. Praise the Lord. Even this angel Gabriel was sent from God to Daniel while he was praying. But we see Daniel, praise God, he received the visions from God. But the Bible, what amazes me, Brother Bill, is he still read the Scriptures. Amen. If we weren't careful, you know what we'd do in our mindset? We'd get heady and high-minded and say, well, I'm not going to read no more, praise God. I'm just going to wait on God to show me. Amen. And God can show you a lot of things, but sometimes he has to take you down a dirt road to get you to the highway. Amen. Hello. Amen. So I said, sometimes he has to take you down the dirt road to get you to the highway. But when we read and study and seek to find out who he is and what he wants for us, pray God, through his blessed holy word, amen, it begins to come together. He begins to paint his picture so that God Almighty himself can show us his plan for you and I. Amen. That's something to be considered tonight, praise the Lord. That's what he did for Daniel. And Daniel got the reading. I believe he got the reading, Brother Bill, over about Jeremiah 25. And he got to seeing this captivity that Israel had to go into. And that towards that end of that captivity that would end, that in 70 years, praise God, that captivity would cease. Amen. That God's hand would be upon it. I believe it would come to an end. And he saw that through the holy right of God. He saw it through the writings of Jeremiah, about Jeremiah 25. And he said, glory, hallelujah, it's not going to be. He said, youngins, just load up, praise God. It ain't going to be this way all the time. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, we might as well just load up and get ready, because it ain't going to be like this all the time. Amen. Praise God, one day in a little while, there's going to be a shout and a trumpet come up hither, and we're going to go out of here, praise God, to be with the Lord. Praise God, I'm glad that we can, while we're here, continue to worship Him in spirit and truth. I say worship Him in spirit and truth, the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Power of our life, giving us help, hope, conviction, showing us, praise God, there is a God. Amen. He's a real God. Amen. And now we can't look at world events and try to predict what God's going to do. Hello? I said we can't look at world events and try to predict what God's going to do. But God does give us enough sense, enough common sense, praise God, to keep our eyes open. Amen. He said, the Lord said, when you begin to see these things begin to come to pass. Amen. Amen, praise God. He said, that's not a reason or a call to predict. But that's a reason and a call to expect. Praise the Lord. Hey, man, I ain't going to predict anything. That's on God's time. But praise God, I'm getting to the point that I'm starting to expect some things. I'm starting to expect the soon coming Savior. I'm starting to expect the church, praise God, to be drawn unto Him. I'm expecting a Holy Ghost revival stirring in these last days. You say, how come? Because I believe it. And Paul and all these teachings, all the instructions we have from the Word of God is teaching, praise the Lord, that God's going to send a Holy Ghost revival. And praise God, have us stirred up and ready, praise God, when He comes. Amen. You say, well, preacher, like what about you saying earlier there's going to be a great falling away? And in the end, yeah, there is. But praise God, we ain't part of that. Hello? Don't you get caught up in the falling away part, praise God. We're going to be the ones in the carried away part. Amen. Amen, praise God. We ain't going nowhere but upward. Hello? Amen. You ever decide that, praise God, in your heart and your mind, amen, you'll stay with God. You'll dig in, praise God. You know why they call us Tar Heels here in these mountains? You know how we got that? You know how we got that name? Because tar, you get tar on your feet, makes you sticky. And they said these old mountain boys up here in the mountains, Brother Jeff, he said they get dug in, praise God, and you couldn't dig them out. It was like they was stuck there with tar. Amen. I pray God. God says we've got something to consider tonight, praise God. We just need to dig in like an old Tar Heel, praise God, and say, God, we ain't going nowhere but with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's not popular preaching today. Preacher said, well, preacher, you got to be willing to conform. Had a fella told me the other day, he said, well, preacher, you know, we're living in a day when the church is being transformed and conformed, and we need to figure out the way God wants us to do, wants us to go, and how we should act, you know, during this time. I tell you how we should go. We should go with God. I tell you how we should act is like Christians, praise God, that know where we're going, know who we believe in, know where our faith and our trust is, praise God, and just saddle up, praise God, and be ready. Just follow Him. Take up our cross. He said, take up your cross and follow me. Praise His holy name. So we see Daniel, praise God, that he had insight into this thing, and he was looking ahead, and he was seeing the future, and in the future he was seeing God. Amen. But we can't trust in the prophet, praise God, but we can trust our sight. We can look and see what God's doing for us. So we see the inside of Daniel, praise God, as he was preparing to pray and seek God's face. And then we see the intercession of Daniel. Amen. Praise His holy name. What, ain't it good to be able to make intercession for others? I mean, folks that don't even know they need it. How many people you know today that don't even realize they need the Lord? Amen. Boy, we need to be telling them. I catch people in hardships, catch people going through difficulties, praise the Lord. First thing I tell them, I said, well, you need to just trust the Lord help you get through this. See, you can't make it by yourself. Amen. Hey, most people don't want to hear that now. They want you to give them some great old big philosophical something or another and how they're going to come out on the other side. Praise God, you won't come out by yourself. But praise God, you can come out with the Lord Jesus Christ on your side, shouting and praise and giving God the victory. Praise God, thanking Him for the journey. Amen. It may be rough and bumpy. It may be hard and difficult. But praise God, there's a God of heaven who's promised He'd be there with you through the thick and the thin, the rough and the good. And praise God, He said, I'll bring you out and I'll still be with you. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise His holy name. We think these difficult problems come up and we can't solve them, but I want to say I know a problem solver. Amen. He's God Almighty. Praise the Lord. If we get to telling folks about Jesus Christ and His powerful saving ability, amen, by believing, putting our faith and trust in Him, people would have some hope. The hopeless would have hope. Discouraged, praise God, would have hope. They would come out of their doom and their gloom with a shout in their soul for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. But Daniel would be the intercessor for these people. Amen. He'd bring the Word of God in prayer. Amen. Lifting up the precious Word of God. It makes a difference. We ought to be doing it continually. Amen. I said it earlier, we ought to be praying and magnifying God continually. Amen. Offering up thanksgiving and praise to God. Or ought to be bringing our prayers and our supplications before Him. Why? Because He's the only one that can make a difference. Amen. Yeah, listen, it's a good thing when we can help each other a little bit. Amen. It's a good thing when God will use me and use you, praise God, and we can help each other a little bit. Well, what a blessing that is. Amen. To be used a brother, to be helped brother. But praise God, we need to be lifting up our voices every day to the Lord, thanking Him and praising for His goodness, His mercy, His love that He has to us without ceasing. Amen. Praise His holy name. The Bible says in Acts chapter 6 and verse number 4, He says this. He said that we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. Praise God. Amen. Hey, they said, listen, Lord, because we've decided, we've been looking this thing, and I know there's a whole lot of situations, a whole lot of things are going on, but them old fellas, them old men of God, they got down there and they said, listen, fellas, we've come to a conclusion. It's time just to give ourselves to praying, continuously lifting up and looking to God. It's looking for direction so that we can be a help, praise God, when help is needed, so we can point where you need to go according to what thus says the Word of God. We can give everybody else all of our opinions. Amen. But it's like ears. Everybody's got two or three. Amen. Everybody's got an opinion. Got a couple anyway. Amen. But praise God, I want to say God Almighty, His Word will stand. And that's what we need, praise God. We need the Word and we need prayer. We need to lift up each other. Amen. We need to lift each other up to the Lord. We might get help. It needs to be a continual thing as we lift our brothers and sisters up. Prayer changes things. Prayer and fasting makes a difference. Amen. Acts chapter 13, the Bible says in verse 3, He says this, in verse number 2, He says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Amen. That's calling the men of God, amen, to preach the Word of God. I want to say they still a calling. If you get into it because of something you want to do, you're a backing up. Praise God, the Holy Ghost ain't in it. If God don't call you, you better leave it alone. I tell you, whenever the Lord is dealing in my heart, for 3.5 years I run, tried to get away from it. I couldn't ever get away from it. One time they got me down there and they said, could we get you to teach the young people's class at Sunday school? I jumped all over at both feet. I said, yeah, boy, that's for me. That'll get me out of it. I'll teach. I'll do whatever you need me to do. And boy, I jumped in there and boy, what a blessing it was. Praise God. What a blessing God put on her hearts. But there was still something in me. There was something still yearning. There was something still calling. Something more had to be done. Amen. One night, Brother Donald Burchett he worked for Southern Concrete as an inspector to make sure everything was done right. He said, son, I'm working day and night. He said, how about doing me a favor? I said, Pastor, I'll do whatever I can to help you. I said, you know that. He said, how about taking Wednesday night service? Amen. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, well, just teach or whatever the Lord puts on your heart. Amen. He said, I'll just leave it up to you. He said, you do what you feel like you need to do. So I studied and prayed and studied and prayed. And the only place God had let me go to was the book of Jonah. Amen. Chapter number one. I kept going back to Jonah and going back to Jonah. Chapter number one. And I said, oh God, there's got to be something else I can share with these people Wednesday night. God, there's got to be a different direction that you can send us that night. But the Lord said, no, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get up here and read this to them that they might see. I pray God they need that these folks that need to take a stand. There's a direction that you need to go. Praise God, that's required of God. I got up there, amen. I didn't know what to do. I was scared to death. My knees, my teeth, and teeth were chattering. My knees were knocking. I read that, praise God, and preached my first message on that Wednesday night at Cold Cove Baptist Church. I praise God, the power of the Holy Ghost helping my heart. And it wasn't, hey, I don't think I was a preaching to them, but I think I was a preaching to me. God was a filling me. He was a touching me. He was a tugging on me. He was a showing me, praise God, out of the depths, praise the Lord. He said he'd deliver me. Amen. Praise God, the Holy Ghost of God called something to consider, praise God. He said, why do you say all that? I said, all that, say this. God, hey, something to consider. God's a touching, tugging on every heart. Amen. Just when we give up and give in is when we make a difference. Amen. There's something for every one of us to do. And the Bible says in verse number 3 of Acts 13, he says, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, then they sent them away. Amen. What did they do? They fasted and they prayed. Daniel said, praise God, that's what Daniel did. He said he fasted and he prayed and they shook God's face and he looked to God. Amen. He humbled himself before the Lord. He was willing to do without a meal and do without a little bit of substance for his body. Praise God that God might get the glory. Amen. That God would receive the victory. Praise his holy name. Prayer works. Prayer and fasting works. Amen. I tell you what, it wouldn't hurt none of us to fast a little. Amen. Now, those of you that's diabetics, you have to be careful with that. You got to watch your blood sugar. It don't get crazy on you, but you can do it. You can do it too. Prayer and fast a little. Do without something for a little bit. And beg God. Amen. You could probably just skip that bowl of ice cream one night or two or for a week. Amen. I said, now, preacher, you done went to meddling. Amen. I went to the store today and I went by that ice cream by aisle twice. I didn't get a thing, Brother Bill. Went home empty. Amen. Hey, I might not be fit to kill the next couple of days, but I've done swore off of it. Amen. Praise God. I'm not going to partake of it no more. I'm going to just fast from that stuff and just pray God. Amen. The good God of heaven help our hearts. And be mindful of Him. Praise His holy name. That's what Daniel did. Praise God. He prayed. He fasted. Expecting God to do something miraculous for him and his people. Amen. I'm expecting God to do miraculous things for us and our people. Praise His holy name. I know He's able. Praise God. Because He is God. You remember the book Ezra we preached out of here a while back? Ezra was a prophet of God. He was a man of God. And he prayed. And he sucked God's face. Amen. God moved on the scene. God began to do wonderful, marvelous things for that man of God. Amen. The Bible says in Ezra chapter 9, verse number 5, says, at the evening sacrifice, I rose up from my heaviness. And having rent my clothes, my garment, and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God. And as I and said, oh my God, I am ashamed and blushed to lift up my face to thee, my God, for our iniquities are increased over our head and our trespasses grown up into the heavens. Since the days of our fathers have we been in a great trespass unto this day. And for our iniquities have we, our kings, our priests, have been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword and to captivity and to spoil and to confusion of face as it is this day. And now for a little space grace hath been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in a holy place that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia to give us a reviving and to set up the house of our God and to repair the desolations thereof and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem. Praise His holy name. Ain't that a God that we're trusting trusting tonight. He said in verse 13, he said, after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespasses, seeing that thou, our Lord, hast punished us less than our iniquities deserve. You ever feel like that? Amen. He's punished us a whole lot less than our iniquities, our sinfulness deserve. He said, hath given us such deliverance at this time. Amen. Praise God. He said, God Almighty, he sends us deliverance. He sends us a deliverer, which is Christ Jesus the Lord, to pay for our iniquities, to bring us out of our sins. I said, to bring us out of our sins. Praise God, and give us hope, and give us encouragement, and give us a right attitude in the Lord Jesus Christ for his name's sake. Praise his holy name. Nehemiah chapter number 9 and verse number 27. He said, therefore thou deliverest them into the hands of their enemies who vexed them in the time of their trouble. When they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. Where did he hear from? He heard from heaven. Amen. I won't say they steal somebody. That's in heaven. That's a listening tonight. And according to thy manifold mercies, thou gavest them saviors, who saved them out of the land of their enemies. Amen. These deliverers would come. God said, I'll send you deliverers to save you out of the hands of the enemies. Amen. So we see Daniel in Daniel chapter 9 as Daniel begins to pray, and Daniel's emphasis. Now look at the emphasis Daniel had. He was on the sinfulness of himself. Amen. That was the first thing that he emphasized was the sinfulness of himself. Amen. He said, forgive me, Lord, an old sinner. And we get so prideful sometimes we can't even admit that we're sinners. That's why we don't see people getting saved. I can't find nobody lost. Hello? Everybody I see is, I'm okay. Amen. They're not, you're lost. Amen. You're lost without God. You're lost in your sin and your trespasses. Praise God, you're lost. But the first thing he did, he emphasized the sinfulness of self. Then he emphasized the sinfulness of his people. Amen. When once we realize how sinful we are, we'll realize how sinful all those folks around us are too. Amen. Only way you'll come out of a mess, praise God, is when you realize you're in it. Hello? I said the only way you'll come out of a mess is when you realize you're in a mess. Amen. Praise God. He recognized the sinfulness of himself. He recognized the sinfulness of the people. Then he recognized the righteousness of his God. Amen. Ain't you glad for the righteousness of God? Amen. That God is right in all his dealings. The Bible said he's right in all that he does. Praise God in what he does for us. Praise his holy name. I'm glad God is righteous. He's a righteous God tonight. Amen. So Daniel emphasizes the righteousness of God. Amen. And he asked God. He asked God in his intercession. He asked God, praise God, for God's forgiveness. Amen. Especially to Jerusalem. Amen. You know, sometimes it's good if we can pray and ask God for forgiveness, for our forgiveness, for forgiveness of others. But sometimes it's good when we specify what we'd like God to forgive. Amen. What we'd like God to help. Amen. Praise his holy name. God's able to give all for forgiveness, even the forgiveness of sins. Oh, we see it so many times in the precious Word of God, how God begins to offer forgiveness of sins. Praise his name. In Jeremiah chapter number 29, in verse number 10, the Bible says this, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years that be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Now watch this, verse number 14 said, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place which I caused you to be carried away captive. Amen. The Lord says, hey, listen, he said, I know where you're at. He said, I know your burden. He said, I know the captivity that you're in. I'm going to say, there's a whole lot of our people tonight that are in some form of captivity. Whether it be drug abuse or alcohol abuse or a bad situation, it's just like the captivity at Israel. But God says, hey, listen, I know where you're at. He said, you call upon me, I'll hearken, I'll bring you out of captivity. Amen. He said, I'll deliver you from bondage. That's what he was telling us here. He's making us a promise of deliverance. It's what God is able to do for them. He's able to do the same for you. Amen. For our people. Why do we think God can't save? Amen. God saved from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. Praise God. It don't matter where our children, don't matter where our people are. It don't matter what our neighbors is into, but God can save them. Amen. He'd deliver them out of it. He said he's listening to hear, and when he hears, he'll save. I believe when we pray with a heart of sincerity, God begins to move. Daniel asked God, and God began to move. I believe when we ask God in sincerity, in sinlessness, praise God, I believe God will begin to move, just like he did for Daniel, praise his holy name. He goes on in Jeremiah chapter 30 and continues in this kind of the same aspect. He said, "Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and shall be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid." Amen. He said, "I give you some peace in your heart, praise God, when you get the Lord." He said, "For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee, though I may make a full end of all nations where I've scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished." I just wonder what we'll have to go through, praise God, for God to get our attention. I was sitting in the study this morning early, and I thought, man, I wonder what some of the people around us, some of our people, praise God, is going to have to go through, God's going to have to put them through before he gets their attention. It's scary. It's a scary thing. Amen. He said, "For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, and thou mayest be bound up, that thou hast no healing medicines." Amen. "All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not, for I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy and a chastisement of a cruel one for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased." Amen. He said, "Hey, listen," he said, "what's going on?" Praise God. He said, "We've had to do this. What am I going to have to do in order to get your attention?" He said, "Why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. I've done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be spoiled, and all the prey that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds." God says, "Nobody else can do it, but I can." Amen. "Saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and voice, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small." Amen. God said, "I'll bring them up out of the heaps." And praise, "I'll bring them up out of the bondage." He said, "I'll offer deliverance to them." Praise God. He said, "What I have to put them through to get their attention." He said, "But when I get their attention and they call out to me," he said, "I'll send a deliverer." Praise God. "I'll bring them up out." He said, "They'll come up not with a pound." He said, "But they'll come up with a shout. They'll come up with a heart that's merry, and they'll come up with a heart full of praise, thanking and praising God Almighty for showing them the air, their ways, and the goodness of his." Amen. We serve a holy and a righteous God. God offers instruction. Praise God. He offers intercession. He offers instruction. Amen. To his people. He says, "Hey, listen, I'll bring you out." He speaks of a rebuilt temple. Amen. Now he kind of gives us a preview of the Jewish history. He said, I'll rebuild the temple. Praise God. Where you are. Where you were, praise God, where you used to worship. He said, the Messiah will come. Amen. Daniel tells us that in his writing, that the Messiah would come, and that he would die for the sins of the people. He would become that great propitiation, that great price that was paid for sin. He said an evil prince would come up and he'd raise his head and he'd be a prince that was a truce breaker. He'd make a covenant. In the middle, he'd break it. I want to say God will make a covenant with you and he'll never break it. God Almighty will keep his promises to you and me. Praise God. That's something to consider tonight when nobody else is guaranteed they can keep their promise. I want to say God Almighty will make you a promise of salvation in Jesus Christ, your Savior, and I guarantee you he'll keep his promise. That's something to be considered tonight. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, Daniel says that there'll be a war and there'll be desolation. Amen. A desolation that would bring isolation from God. That take people away from the presence, the very presence of the Lord. But in it all, having said it all, praise God, something to be considered tonight is that the Lord will triumph in the end. Amen. That when it's all said and done, praise God, that the Lord God Almighty, He will triumph in the end. Praise God, Jerusalem one day, glory to God, it will be that holy, undefiled city that God promised and always desired for it to be. It will be that city. But we see men and praise God today, men will accomplish what He said He would do, even though men may be rebellious. I want to say there's a God that's got a purpose and a plan, and He will accomplish His purpose and His plan. Amen. You read it in the volume of the book from the beginning to the end, and God will fulfill it at the end. Praise God. Something to be considered. Consider the vision. Praise God. See, as Daniel was in this vision, praise God, and he said, consider the vision. We consider the vision. We either consider a vision from the inside, or we consider it on the outside looking in. Amen. When it comes to the visions of God and the purpose and promises of God, I don't know about you, but I want to consider the vision from the inside. Amen. If I'm going to be a looking, I'm going to be a looking out. Praise God, looking for what's ahead for a child of God. Amen. Something to consider, praise God, is the mighty hand of God. Daniel said, listen, said, I'll give you insight to the Word of God. I'll be your intercessor. I'll lift you up in prayer. I'll pray, God, and confess our sins. He said, God will offer us instruction. He'll show us the way. And when we follow Him, everything gets better farther on. Amen. He said, those that are near and those that are far off. You say, preacher, they ain't much hope for this or that. I won't say that's a lie of the devil. Amen. Those that's near to God can draw closer, and those that's far off, praise God, can be drawn nigh. Amen. Praise God. When we consider the vision, it's not man's vision, Brother Bill, but it's God's vision. It's God's vision. He said, my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. Amen.